How to win speech contest. Why did I choose such a daring topic for my own speech? Honestly, I just wanted to attract your attention. Speech titles are like a restaurant menu. They alone may not be judged, but they can interest people beforehand. Actually, this competition is for teachers, so I'm not speaking how to win for yourself, but how to help your students win. First of all, topics are important. If you have a strong opinion or special experience, speak about it. But if you don't, just choose a topic nobody else would choose. Let me share two examples that stick in my memory. A speaker's pronunciation wasn't very good, and he got stuck during his speech so often. Nevertheless, he got third prize in that competition. He said in the speech, I am happy, at least three times. He was happy because getting an extra hour of sleep had made a huge difference in his life. He recommended that busy modern people go to bed 1 hour earlier than usual. It may be a small thing, but after listening to that speech, I felt like trying to go to bed earlier. The other boy spoke about his love for roller coasters. He passionately explained about his favorite roller coasters and spoke about how guilty he felt to see his friend get sick after riding one super roller coaster 7 times with him. The audience kept laughing all the way through his speech, and he won first prize. As you see, it's better for a speech to be original than dramatic. The teacher's biggest job is proofreading. Language is very important. It's like cooking. The same ingredients can make a gorgeous dinner or be spoiled, depending on how carefully they are cooked. I try to give advice to my students during their brainstorming stage, then proofread their draft, and ask as many native speakers as possible to proofread too. Some people criticize excessive proofreading. A teacher once said, "Some speeches have been corrected too much. They are not those students' speeches, but the teacher's." His claim is reasonable, but we shouldn't forget what a hard job it is for a student to memorize a whole speech and deliver it in front of an audience. It's a shame to make our students memorize wrong or unnatural expressions. Our job is to let them make their greatest attempt with the best draft available. Next, let me talk about the delivery. Quite a few people say, the content is important. Pronunciation doesn't matter, but pronunciation does matter. However good the content is, poor pronunciation will hinder the audience's comprehension and distract them from the content. By mistaking L and R sounds, for example, a very serious speech can be a strange or funny one. Tell your students to practice hard, not to be fluent, but to be correct and clear. Now, I'd like to tell you what I think the significance or purpose of participating in speech competition should be. Firstly, it drastically improves your English ability. Language learning is usually like climbing a mountain. You can get better gradually by trying hard every day. However, participating in a speech competition is like rock climbing. It's a super hard job, but it brings you to the new level very quickly. The reason is clear. You think, research, and write about what interests you the most. Then the draft gets proofread by the teachers, and you practice delivering it hundreds of times. Every word, phrase, and grammatical structure will be yours. Secondly, it's a great opportunity to listen to other speakers. Unfortunately, many speakers are too busy memorizing their own speeches to listen to others. But other speeches are wonderful. you can learn a lot from them. In my experience, students who told me after competitions how much they had been moved by other speeches always shows great improvement afterwards. Lastly, a vague idea, opinion, or memory will become something concrete to support the speaker's life from then on. A student once spoke about her parents' divorce and won first prize. She later told me how making that speech had changed her sad memory into an important life experience. Now, in conclusion, winning is not only about getting a prize. If your students choose the most important topic and write it with the greatest effort and with the teacher's help, practice it until they are confident enough to be able to enjoy other speeches in the competition, and of course, do their best on stage. Then, whether they may get a prize or not, rest assured that they have won the speech contest. Thank you for listening.